Welcome back, everyone, to Beyond Adventure Podcast. We are here at camp once again, and I'm Dan Lortinki, your keeper, and these are our campers.
My name is Sonny Fontanez.
I want Joel to do it first. All right, go ahead.
I go play as Connor Young. My bad, I'm sorry. You were too slow with it.
My name's Angie, and I play Myra Lear.
Nick. My name is Taylor, and I play Bill Gomez.
He didn't crick your neck like they did.
Oh, my neck!
And this week, the question for our campers is, if you guys were stuck in the forest, what two items would you bring?
I'm really going to have to think about this.
He answered previously, but I told him to be quiet.
A knife and a flint. Those are the two items I would bring.
I don't know.
I'd bring matches and a water bottle.
Can I bring what she's bringing?
Copycat?
No.
That's fine. I can't think of anything right now. I don't like the question.
There's two things of the basic survival stuff.
A shovel.
And a flare.
Or like a knife?
And a flare. No, I said a knife.
Why a flare?
So just in case if people fall on helicopter or something, that's something.
And you shoot them down with a flare.
Or just...
Just in case part.
You see, forest.
I said a forest.
Okay, so here's the thing. All right, forest, you get a river stream. So, that'll be lower. Because you know what I can get, you can punch. So, I don't like a bow and arrow.
That's odd.
Bow and arrow is one. And also,
it's either or.
What?
Good answer, Joel! Woo!
So far, I can only think of one item, and it's toilet paper.
Are you guys ready for camp?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
But you guys get stuck in poison ivy. All right. Last time on Beyond Adventure Camp, Bartholomew, Myra, Belle, and Evan were walking back to the lake to try and find Nurse Nancy. To prove that they were helping Nurse Nancy and not playing around by the lake after hours. Nurse Nancy, Connor, and Adam were headed back to the nurse's office to patch up Nurse Nancy and help her heal her wounds and rest. That is our recap. What would you guys like to do first? Do you guys want to deal with Bartholomew or Nurse Nancy?
I mean...
Are you okay?
Nurse Nancy, because she got more answers.
Which scene do you guys want to start with?
I mean, we were being taken to the lake to prove our innocence, which is not going to do us.
Okay,
good.
So we'll do that first.
Because she's not there. People already told you this.
Bartholomew looks at you all you guys are walking and says, "You guys better be sure that Nurse Nancy is there."
She's not there. What can we do?
You don't know that she's not there. No, you do not know.
Yes, I know she's not there. I want to believe that Evan and Adam have it in their heart. Connor and Adam have it in their heart to have grabbed her and took her to the nurse's office.
That's for sure.
Like, I want to know, like, have it in my head that I know they were left behind and they had to have done that.
She think illogically.
Okay. Persuade me.
What?
Persuade me. What are you telling me, Bartholomew?
I want to tell them so they can not go to the lake because we're going to not.
So you guys can try and convince me everything. Because right now, Bartholomew, camp counselor, he is angry at you guys. He is very, very upset because you guys are out after hours by the lake unsupervised. He did not see Nurse Nancy when he found you guys. So... you guys are going to prove your innocence, but Bartholomew is furious. What are you guys doing, and what do you guys want to do?
How did he not see her? She was in the boat in the
water? She was in the boat in the water. So he did not see her at the end of the pier. He saw you guys.
Ooh, y'all better
think and something. From afar said, "You three, get over here."
Ooh,
well, I want to tell them. He's not listening.
We're walking. We're walking.
But I want to let them know, Belle and Evan... know that I don't think she's there. We should just go to the nurse.
Tell them, not me.
I mean,
hey, you can do whatever you want, but you guys are gonna have to convince me. But I mean, talk to them first. Oh, come up with your game plan.
All right, Evan. Well,
episode I don't think 15. She's, I don't think still doing this.
She's. I don't think she's in the at the lake anymore.
Where is she?
In the nurse's office.
How do you know that?
Because I have a feeling Connor and Adam took her there.
Do you really believe this?
I want to believe that. Yes. If you we really if we go to the lake, if we go to the lake, we're not going to be proven innocent. Actually, can I leave them behind?
No. I think we should go check the nurse.
So that's what she thinks. What do you think?
That's what I think. If you want to go to the lake, you can
you
take
You guys are getting close to where the lake is.
Oh, no. We need to turn back.
Okay, we need to tell Bart Maul. We need to tell
Bart Maul.
The word that Joel can't say, Bartholomew. I can't say it either.
We need to tell Bartholomew that we cannot... Sorry. No, we need to tell him that we need to head to the nurse's office now.
Yeah.
Okay, what are you saying as a group to convince Bartholomew not to go to a lake, but instead to the nurse's office?
I've got an idea. Someone take an injury right now. No
more. I'm grab my pencil and stab Evan. Can I stab Evan? I'm not trying to fake an injury.
Stack Evan. Oh, my God.
I've got an idea. One of you guys hit me as hard as you can in my life with the blunt objects.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to roll for that. Can I just
pretend there's...
You just want to hit him in the...
Well, we don't want to hit him hard.
I mean...
He just needs to pretend. He needs to put on his acting skills.
What acting skills would that
Oscar worthy performance.
Pretend there's bees.
Whole year, my life.
Whole year.
What would you guys want to roll if that's what you want to do?
Oh, goodness.
Try to hit him?
Well, there's no to try and act.
There's no acting thing, though, in here.
No. But, like, would you want to roll?
I'll say you just have to do it.
Be sneaky.
And then, well, no.
Be sneaky.
Okay.
Do you want to roll be sneaky to try and, like, fake out that you're injured and you need to go to the nurse's office? Okay, well, who's gonna hit him,
and how are you gonna act that out?
Because if you're one of you is gonna act out to actually punch him, are you gonna punch him for real, or you're gonna act like you're punching him?
Guys, have you seen wrestling on TV? Like
that fufu?
Huh?
Because it's fake.
It's fake.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the glass
shattering. Oh no!
Well, no.
First Santa, now wrestling.
Can I unexpectedly find a folded chair behind a tree?
Oh my God! Did you hear it?
What?
Like in wrestling, can I unexpectedly find a folded chair behind a tree? Just.
Why don't you fall?
I find a ladder. I try to set the suitcase.
Maybe up there.
Can we tag team?
Oh my God! They're gonna kill you.
Why don't you pretend to fall into the lake?
No, we shouldn't even approach the lake yet. Because the moment we reach the lake, we're done. Because he's going to notice she's not there.
Okay,
are we still soaking wet from the lake?
I don't know.
You should have been dried by now.
Yeah. All
right. Well,
this is a long walk.
Yeah, I'm putting on the timer right now. You guys have 1 minute.
They're still walking?
To just, figure just out trip, exactly.
Bro. No one can hit you, just trip.
I don't need, okay. I'm thinking you need to actually
right,
hit this
I'm
ball.
Starting the timer. 1 minute right now. Figure it
bust
out.
Bust that booty.
Hit me.
She laughed.
But you have to roll sneaky here, right?
No, you're both going to roll be sneaky because you guys are both acting. Unless you're really going to hit him, then you need to roll fighting. Are you really going to hit him or are you going to pretend?
No, I won't pretend.
Okay, then both of you roll. You know what? If it's if one of you is just faking it, then Evan is going to have to really roll be sneaky, and he needs to get at least a good success.
All right.
Which means like half of it.
Okay, how about this? You guys don't hit me because you guys might be in trouble because of that. So I'll just hurt myself.
Are they behind? Wait, is Bartholomew behind you or in front of y'all?
I don't know. Anyway,
he's in front. He's in the front.
He's in front.
Do I need to roll something to distract Bartholomew?
No. I'm doing this.
He doesn't need to see him get hurt.
What'd you be sneaky?
40. What's she?
87.
More than 40.
Hello? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Time's up. Okay, what are you doing?
Oh, okay, God. Well, my speak, it didn't work, so I'm just going to fall anyway.
Okay, and I'm going to turn around and be like, what's wrong with you, boy? Ah! No, wait, you already had the flash.
He gets up and falls again?
They're following you because he cares. Goes up to you and be like, Evan, are you okay?
Say no.
Yes, keep going, please.
Say no.
Yeah.
Bartholomew's going to look at Myra and Belle and say, okay, well, just explain to me what you were trying to do.
We need to go to the nurse's office.
Okay, so instead of the lake, you want me to take you to the nurse's office?
Yes, he's hurt. Don't you see?
Oh, that's smart.
Roll. You know what? No, I'm just going to give it to you. Bartholomew's going to look at both of you, all three of you, and say, fine. Because I know Nurse Nancy wasn't at the lake, we are going to go to the nurse's office. And we're going to get this straight from her. So you guys are going to walk over to the nurse's office. Nurse Nancy is in a lot of pain. She is wounded, obviously, from everything that's happened. And she is laying in one of the beds. And what do you guys want to say to her?
So I'm looking at Nancy, and first thing I want to ask her is, Miss Nancy, what? Please try and tell us, what was that creature? Why were you outside?
Look, after such a long time, I finally feel this weight lifted off of my shoulders, and you stopped it. All of you, you guys got rid of the monster that got rid of my friends. And I don't know how to thank you. I can't believe it's over. I just wish my friends were here to see it.
Your friends? And then I put my toy and I gasp. I was scared.
And Adam West does the same with his.
Wait,
he has the Ranger. Red Ranger. He has the Green Ranger.
So Miss Nancy, like, if this monster was in the lake, Is there more?
Are there more?
Nurse Nancy says to you with the sad eyes and says, the monster started 26 years ago. And a long time ago, this camp was a normal camp that everybody loved. All the kids here loved it here. And everybody was so excited every summer to come here. Earlier that summer, something fell from the sky, but everyone thought it was just a shooting star and thought nothing of it. Many campers started to see things, but no one wanted to believe it. I began to believe because the lake monster took my friends in front of me. And a spider. Everybody started talking about a spider. That would just whisper things in everybody's ears. That's when kids started going missing. All because they started hearing the voices of a single spider. And then the monsters would take them. Everybody was afraid, but this spider, this monster, all the monsters you guys have been fighting, they're not real. They're illusions. They're all one monster. The monster, this spider, this whatever it is, it feasts on fears and tears of children because children are its favorite snack. Children secrete this kind of fear that allure it, and it loves so much the flavor of it. What you guys have seen is not its final form, but you four are very special, and
we're not all here.
But she's just saying in general.
In general.
I kind of want to enter into that scene somehow because I'm like, how did she know that we've been fighting monsters?
Yeah, but
other than still, that one.
This sounds like it.
Yo.
Plus, wouldn't it be fine because Adam's here as well?
Listen, calm down. One question at a time.
Okay.
Yeah. No, because how does she... Okay. But you're we're not there. We're not there. It's like... You're listening to all of... You and
Adam. This is Adam West and Connor. You are so special and haven't fallen for its tricks. And you're still alive. What do you want
to
say?
Go ahead. I hide behind my Green Ranger toy and I go try to whisper to Adam.
Adam West... puts his toy down and looks at you and said, I've been feeling like that monster that we saw in the woods, that it's still watching me. And I feel like everything at this camp, all these monsters, like, they're all part of something bigger. I don't know how to explain it.
Adam, she said it's one monster.
I think this one monster is doing more to this camp than we know.
We need to tell everybody.
Nancy is gonna, you're gonna see that she's starting to like doze off and stuff like that. And she's starting to pass out.
Wait, Nancy, no! I take my toy. I'm joking! No, I'm just joking!
What do you want to do something to keep her awake?
No, I have no questions.
Okay, Adam Wentz is gonna be like,
there's my intrusive thoughts.
What if your child obesity wakes her up?
Oh my god! No. Oh my god! Adam Wentz is gonna say, Nurse Nancy, wait, what do you mean by four? And she's gonna be like, yes. This is Nurse Nancy. She's gonna be like, yes, all of you. Belle. And you, Connor, and then as she's about to say another name, Bartholomew walks in. What's going on here?
Wait, Bartholomew, okay, we can explain.
No, what are you doing out of bed? You too, Adam.
Okay.
That's what Adam West.
Yeah, that's Nancy, I point at her.
I mean, Nancy, what's going on? Bartholomew walks. Marges in and obviously is looking back at you three and says, well, guys, explain. Miss Nancy's right here in bed, about to go to sleep.
Does she still visibly look injured?
My head peeks around.
Well, she's like in pain. You can see that she's visibly in pain, but it could also be like she's tired and she just woke up.
Miss Nancy, are you okay?
And she looks at you and she's like, Yeah, I'm feeling a lot of pain, but I'm doing okay. And then Bartholomew's like, Nurse Nancy, what happened? Were these kids trying to help you? Because I caught them by the lake, and they were not supposed to be there. And also, you two, pointing at Adam West and Connor Young, are not supposed to be awake.
Okay, I was hungry. Want to go get some food?
As usual.
Mm-hmm.
I see Miss Nancy struggling.
And Nurse Nancy, looking at all of you, says, No, Bartholomew, I'm so sorry. In a weak voice. We were actually going out for a morning jog. And these kids wanted to join me so they could start off their day right, you know. Gotta stay in shape, especially for the summer. And they were helping me out. They were running with me. And I took a tumble. That's why I'm a little bit weak right now, but they helped me, and then you caught them, but they were trying to help me and everything, and that's where Connor saw me as they were trying to bring me in, or I was hobbling to the hut, or to my clinic. Adam West and Connor Young saw me, and they came to help me as well. And
Connor puts his hands on his knees, breathing heavily. Yeah!
Adam Wentz is right on your back. It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
We were jogging.
And then Bartholomew's like, I thought you were going for a snack.
Jogging for a snack?
Bartholomew can't argue with that.
So you, he like eyeballs you up and down, and then it's like, I cannot see. Yeah.
Bartholomew then rolls his eyes and like, next time, Nurse Nancy, how about you let me know before these activities take place? And Nurse Nancy says in bated breath, I will for sure let you know next time. I'm very sorry, counselor. And Bartholomew looks at all of you and says, how about we get some shut-eye before the day officially starts? And I will be keeping an eye on all of you very closely. No more mischief, please.
I put my thumb up.
I say, yes, sir.
And then he walks out, but he's like side-eyeing all of you. And he walks out into the night back to his cabin.
He's not even going to escort us to our cabins.
You guys are by the clinic. That's still close to the camp.
He's not good at his job.
Did nobody else?
No, Nurse Nancy's also gone. With you still.
Yeah, and she's also
an adult.
Bedridden.
She's hurt.
Yes, I know.
She's hurt.
You know what?
He said a tumble. I'll That's take not. I'll take you know what? He's going to be like, Evan.
All right, so we're back into
okay, so now you guys are in the clinic with Nurse Nancy.
Oh.
All of you.
Oh.
And he's Bartholomew's already told you guys to go to bed. What are you guys going to do now?
Well, first of all, we're all here to account for, right? Adam, Connor, Myra, and
Bell.
Jill.
I thought you were going to say Jill. Well, all right, guys. So Nancy just went ahead and said that apparently there's multiple monsters. There's one monster, shooting stars. I don't know.
Adam wants jumps in there and says, wait, nice try. Nice try, Connor. It was almost there. She says that the monster started about 26 years ago. And it all started when a shooting star, or what people thought was a shooting star, hit this camp or around this camp. And that's when the monster started showing up, and that there's a spider that's talking to people, like the spider we've seen. Ooh. Everything. So she says that 26 years ago is when the monster started taking kids.
Yeah.
And that we haven't seen its real form. Everything that we've been fighting is not real. Like, it's been manipulating us.
You mean to tell me that awesome sea creature that we killed was even real?
And me being tossed in the air?
I mean, maybe we were being controlled, or maybe it was fooling us, but I mean, Belle almost drowned.
Did it feel real to you?
I don't think anything has not felt real. We got the whacked in the forest with the other monster.
I mean, I don't have all the answers. Like, before we go, do you guys want to ask Nurse Nancy anything?
Does Bartholomew know about this monster?
But wait.
Oh, no.
What can we do with this? The
bee-free
necklace.
We should ask her.
Put it on Miss Nancy.
You think she knows?
I don't know why. Just put it on Miss Nancy.
Yeah, why don't you show it to her? Not put it on her abruptly. Oh,
true.
I put it on
her. Yes!
There's Nancy says, well, what are you doing? Why are you giving me Myra's necklace?
It's turning green, Miss Nancy.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Mine?
Myra?
Myra?
No way.
Wait, my necklace? What are you talking about, Nurse Nancy?
Yeah, Myra, it's yours.
Sorry, let me take this off of you.
He should have taken off more root in a
moment. And then she's just like, ow.
So fresh.
No, he went. Her head, like.
He said, you don't want that? You going to be ungrateful?
Right?
Like that T.I. chain snatch.
Myra, what do you mean that shirt? What's going on here?
I don't know what she's talking about. I'm as surprised as you.
But here's the thing, right? You okay?
Here's the thing.
you all right?
Sorry.
Evan, roll spooky stuff on the necklace.
Come on, I'm trying to instigate.
Roll, boy, roll.
I was rolling. Okay. Oops.
I'm too tired for this, Grandpa.
73. Guess what? My nose stuff is 65. It doesn't go.
He didn't even try.
Is your spooky stuff at 65?
Yeah. Oh, you said spooky? Yeah?
No. Okay, good time. Spooky,
spooky no, stuff.
Good time.
My nose stuff is 65.
Oh gosh. Okay, so you don't notice.
I wasn't even noticing. I was asking her a question.
Yeah. Okay, everybody roll notice stuff.
We don't notice a thing.
Because if I say roll spooky stuff, none of you are gonna pass.
That's facts though.
Well, then you can base the story around that decision.
78, come on.
Wait, I don't know if that's 96 or...
No, I was hoping matter. I saw it wrong.
I noticed.
Mine's 96.
You noticed?
I didn't notice a thing.
I need to roll again. I need to roll off.
Yeah, go ahead.
A liar.
32.
Mm-hmm. I think he got it.
You notice?
I do notice.
Okay.
I do notice.
So, Evan?
No.
You notice because it's in your hand. It's starting to shimmer. It's starting to glow.
Whoa.
And Myra, you notice that it's also starting to glow. But it actually gives you a memory back.
Evan, do you mind?
You should start twitching and start foaming at the mouth.
Hold on.
Since you noticed that it was glowing and everything, you grabbed it. A memory is like presented into your mind. And your eyes roll back just a bit. And you remember that Emily was handing you this pendant, and she has the other side. You remember that you two were best friends, but that you started to change. You started hearing voices. You started hearing something speak to you, something whisper to you, and it would tell you, go to the library. It would tell you where the secret room was. And you remember anger. You remember hatred. You remember trying to kill Emily. And Emily locked you in the secret room. You remember looking around. And then something taking you into the closet and covering you, and that's the last memory you have.
All right, now do the Raven Simone.
No, I already did it. In between all that, I kind of just gonna clench it and drop.
Myra, what's going on? Are you okay?
Here, take it back. I have to be stunned because after all that, I don't even know what to think. I went from feeling, you know, like, okay, happy, sad. And then when you tell me about the whole Emily having to, I think I was hating her, was it?
You began to hate her even though she was
and
your
I started
best
smiling.
I said it in my notes. She is hater.
Oh, let's go.
And then I'm sorry, go back to the ending of it. Where did I, what
something
was
the... pulled you into the closet of the secret room.
And then it ends there. Whoa.
Do you want to tell us something?
I don't know. I'm very confused.
Nurse Nancy looks at all of you and says, you all need to go back to bed. And before you guys go, I think it's best that I tell you guys that the monster that hunts at this camp lives underground. And the entrance to his underground lair, whatever it is in the library. I've tried to look myself for 26 years. And I could never find it. I wanted to know what took my friends, and I never found them. And the monster was gone.
until this summer, this is when the monsters finally came back and children started missing again. And I don't know how to stop it. But so, you four, all of you, I know you guys are special, and I know that you guys can stop this monster from killing and taking all these kids again. Protect your minds, because it's coming for you. It sees you. It knows who you are. All of you, protect yourselves. And she starts to fade away, and she falls asleep. She passes out on her bed.
As she fades away, I'm gonna put my hands on her eyes and shh.
And then she says, and then she says, I'm not dead.
You grab 2 points, you put them on her eyes.
Oh my
God. I take
the fairy man.
I take a pillow.
No.
Let me stop.
The two little rocks.
No.
Adam has hands on another notch.
No. Adam twirls the pillow. Right.
But she passes out. She's now asleep.
Asleep. Not dead.
All right. I'm sorry. I was trying to guide her to sleep.
Forever, yeah, forever sleep.
That was a lot.
Rest in peace. That was a lot.
I put my hand.
Can you put that pillow down, please?
Okay. I put my hands on my hip. Okay, fine.
Myra, what did you see? Or like, what happened when I gave you the necklace?
I saw a strange memory.
Did it have anything to do with what Nancy said?
Wait, you mean the part about Emily? That's all she mentioned.
No, that's all you remember.
No, she mentioned that Emily gave her
she
that.
Did, yeah, oh, you yeah. didn't hear the whole... What he was explaining about the memory, it wasn't Nancy saying that. That was just me experiencing
that. That's her experience.
I'm asking you, is
Nurse
it about
Nancy
Emily?
Did say that Emily has the other half.
Oh, okay.
What about... So yeah, that's what I'm asking you. About Emily?
Yeah.
Apparently, we were friends.
You don't remember that?
No, I don't want to remember that. She sucks.
She said that Emily would have the other piece of this thing, the be free, so she would have ends.
And you guys are going to see.
I just got that my soul cell. My bad.
I'm you guys so are sorry. Going to see Bartholomew in the front of his cabin say,
"Ugh, stay."
We were just going, sir.
He is so far away.
I smelled something, sir. Continue.
I go up to Evan so I could give him a hug.
Yeah. And to roll the dodge.
Now you have to, please.
Carol fighting just to kick Evan and just accept that hug.
Oh, you want to hit him in the back of the leg?
Yo, roll it.
How about I roll with disadvantage because you're doing that?
Yeah, fine.
Okay,
oh my God, I love it. This is so epic.
Ooh.
You're getting hugged, boy.
Yeah. But that does he have to constrict or
he has to roll again because he might get a worse
one. Wait, do you have to roll for fighting still?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, either way, it's like...
Roll again.
I mean, that's already worse.
What is it?
59.
It's already...
Roll again.
What do you mean roll again? It's
like... Oh my gosh, please, if he gets health...
71.
Uh-oh.
Okay, cool.
You're
gonna... So what's going to happen is you're going to actually trip. You're going to trip, and you're actually going to be the one to hug him.
Oh!
All right, well, okay, so I'm walking like, all right, guys. Whoa!
Evan, you gave me the hug!
Okay.
Finally, guys.
Big meat bag.
I'm sorry, Paul. I was just trying to not be sorry.
You guys all head to bed, everything, and pass out for the next day.
Snore galore.
Snores and
got my hug.
And
you'll leave so happy.
Snores and people talking in their sleep fill the air. And everybody gets a nice rest. I'm going to allow it that
you guys gain 1d4 health for sleeping, for getting a night of rest, even though it's just a couple hours.
I got a 1 and 2.
That was a straight drop.
Dang, you got a...
The boy got the 4.
B5, 4.
Let me roll for...
It was the same roll. Okay, 1.
Me too.
Hey, Adam West gets a +4 to his life.
+4? I got you.
Yeah. Wait, did he even take damage? Is he at full life?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, he is.
Okay, he doesn't have... Because
he already gained 4.
Yeah, he's fine.
I have 4 health.
I gained 1.
All of you wake up to the loudspeaker saying,
"Good morning, campers! Welcome to day 3 of camp. I hope you guys are ready. We do not have the forest up yet for mini games, but the lake is still open.
Oh God.
And let us all remember, please do not go out at night. That is a night, during the night, we have no supervision, so let's be safe. If there is an activity, please let it be known to us. But other than that, please stay safe, stay in your cabins at night. But now, let's enjoy camp."
Party in the camp, party in the camp.
Also, breakfast in the mess hall.
He did not need to throw our business out like that.
No. Connor is...
Did he say y'all's name?
Connor...
He didn't have to. He didn't have to.
Connor is dead tired, and he's, like, irritated because, like, barely got sleep.
Oh, Adam West is, like, right by and be like, I get you, buddy.
We didn't even
you.
Have dinner. Wait, I'm lost. Never mind. Scratch
I don't
that.
Remember.
Scratch that.
You guys had something.
I don't know. Whatever. Go ahead.
So Adam West grabs Connor Young, and like they're kind of like walking together and everything. They see Evan.
Hey, Evan.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Tired.
Yeah, I understand. Right now, we're gonna go get some breakfast. You wanna come?
Yeah.
I pull out my hand to see if you would go ahead and grab my hand.
Every time.
I stare at it for like a good 5 seconds and just walk past.
And then I shrug my shoulders and I go, "Okay, well, can I have your bacon?"
Have your bacon.
Belle plays the world's smallest violin.
And Belle shows up behind you guys.
Oh, hey.
Wait, we're already in the mess hall?
No, you guys are walking to the mess hall.
Yeah.
Where did you come from?
I was just standing here.
Disappeared.
So wait, guys. Where...
Yeah, I'm like still like I constantly am thinking of that memory.
Oh.
Well, that nonsense that went through, but I'm trying to play it off. Hi guys. Good morning. Hello.
Whoa, you like... know that peppiness?
Right.
I was just like pretty peppy today, huh?
Never mind. Good morning. I'm back again.
Anna West just touched your shoulder and be like, "It's okay."
I feel like I've been at this camp for like months. It's only been 3 days.
Well,
yes.
Right like now, Connor's the first one at the door. He's about to open it. So, guys, what are we gonna do about this spider or monsters or?
Can we eat first?
True. I open up the door and I go in quickly.
Let's eat first. I can't think.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Yeah. So all of you guys go up. To Nurse Nancy, who's serving breakfast to all of you. It's bacon and eggs with sausage link and orange juice.
Miss Nancy!
Oh.
She looks at all of you and said, "Oh, how are you, children?"
Tired.
How are you doing?
Nancy, are you okay?
And she, you can see that she's actually sitting down, but at the cash register. Or not at the register, at serving the food, but she's sitting down in a chair. "I'm okay. I'll live. And she takes a deep breath and she says, "Are you guys okay? Is everyone all doing all right?"
Yes.
We want to give a special thanks to Guildhall for sponsoring this podcast. Guildhall is an amazing place to be. They have so many things that everybody can enjoy, and their food is very good if you're hankering for something. And their drinks, amazing. They always have something new to test out. Also, guys, you guys can actually read manga here. They have an open free library manga and a whole bunch of board games and
an Asian mini mart. It's crazy here. If you're into statues and cosplay swords, they have it all. Guys, come check out Guildhall. There's so much to do, so much to see. And they even have a little gachapon games that you can actually play and win real prizes. If you're looking for cards, they have it, guys. They'll take trades, buys, and you can find whatever you need. They also have a gaming lounge that you guys can test out, guys. Guildhall, come check it out. And thank you so much.
Eating bacon. Yep.
I get that peppiness here and there. Just trying to play it off. That I'm not haunted by what I saw.
Yeah, trauma actually makes Myra more.
You guys grab the food trays. And you guys all look, all walk out into the mess hall full of like tables and everything. You guys see in one corner, Aiden and his goons are sitting there having his breakfast. What?
Bell had a big treasure.
You guys also see that Alfie and Ralphie are sitting together. In another corner of the mess hall, they're eating their food and everything, and you can see them kind of like arguing with each other a little bit. And you guys just see everybody cheering and eating. There is a few less children than there was yesterday, but not enough for you guys to be like, oh man, children are going missing. No, it's more of like, oh, maybe they're not here yet.
We know that children are missing.
Some of us are nosy.
Yeah, but you're trying to be optimistic.
Optimistic? After everything that we heard and experienced?
Yeah.
Because you still see kids trickling in.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess...
Is Emily
maybe
around?
Maybe some of them are sleeping. Who knows?
Emily is sitting in the middle of the cafeteria.
Oh, wait, we share
a lot. Of the mess hall, but she's sitting alone. And she's kind of like just... with a fork, just messing with her eggs and just like looking down.
She's not wearing the other half, is she?
She's still wearing the other half.
Damn it. Well, I want to roll something and go back into her room and just go through all her stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And find it. I was hoping she wasn't wearing it.
She always wears it.
Can I confront her, grab her by her car and be like, what do you know about this?
What if I do this?
Oh my god, the aggression is passed on to you.
Put on the necklace and then I sit down in front of her.
What are you gonna do?
Go do it.
What do you know about this?
Do you want to do it? Don't ask me. You gotta actually do
something familiar. No, okay. I'm not gonna do that.
You should confront her for me. I'm not trying to approach.
I see Emily sitting down. I notice necklace, and then I glance over at Myra. I don't really say anything, but I just kind of like gesture at her, like at Emily. All right. What do you
want to say? Adam West just points out a table that's just empty. And he's like, guys, we need to talk about this. Let's go sit over here.
Hey, let's go.
And Adam West looks at all of you. As you guys sit down and everything, you guys get comfortable. Adam West says, what are we going to do about this? She says the entrance is somewhere in the library. I think we know where.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Did we go there with me, Myra, or was it just me?
I think it was the three of us who did the birds.
Wait, no, because I would just assume that you guys said
it was all three.
It was me and you at the lake.
Right, but
yeah, but I would assume that you guys told Connor and Adam West.
I think we told them briefly. We told them something, a little bit of it.
The first experience.
Yeah.
Belle was there, yes.
It was part of the bird
watching thing. Yeah, the bird watching. We went to the library to get books.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we went into the store.
That's what I'm saying.
So now you were there. You were there.
With the dead Bodhi.
No, me and Adam West and Connor Young were at the lake.
I'm starting to notice a very clear division in the people that, like, I'm always with these two, and then he's always with Adam West, and that's always kind of how they split.
That's your choice, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
You never want to go with them.
That's true.
He never wants to go with them. Like, let's be so for real.
That's
what
you're
trying to help me. He wants a form of connection.
So he just wanted a connection.
Because you never want to go with him.
Connor took initiative to be like, this guy likes Power Rangers. I'm sticking with him.
Exactly. And he looks at Evan all the time like, yo, this man needs a hug.
I hope Adam wants to, like, a real run.
That will break my heart.
Wait, then how do you explain him being so
hater.
Strong?
Hater.
I mean, doesn't he like the Green Ranger? Secretly evil.
Damn. He's like, I hate the way you walk. I hate the way you talk. No. I hate the way you hold Adam that Green West Power Ranger.
Chill.
Oh,
he's the Green Ranger.
I'm the evil one. I'm just kidding.
That's how Evan's acting.
Well, okay. Right. So, Adam West also says, didn't you guys say you guys found a book?
Yeah.
We found a book. We found a monster. We found a body. We found a lot of things.
What?
What? Who said that?
Can I see the book?
Here you go.
Or do you guys...
Wait. Is it this?
No.
Yeah.
That...
Oh. Yeah.
That is the book. Do you want to take a look at it?
Didn't I kind of used it in the last
Yeah,
one?
He did use it.
I did use it.
You Whoa. Used it. That reminds me. Here.
Well, hold on.
No, he already has the book. So, when you take a look at the book, you get your own copy. But you cannot show it to anybody else. Only you and Myra can... Only you and Myra can look at it. But if Connor or if Evan and Belle want to look at it, they have to roll... You guys have to roll a sanity roll.
Okay.
Sorry, that's all being
Bro,
cut.
Bro, I cannot pronounce some of these words. These are like some freaking Skyrim.
So you use the spell already, right?
Yes.
How many, some of them use magic points, some of them don't. It really just depends on what you use. Yeah. If you see one that's really, really strong, it takes like 24 magic points, that's something that you can use with somebody else.
Okay.
But you guys will both have to use up all of your spell points.
Ooh. Okay.
But, Evan and Belle do not have it yet because they have not rolled sanity to look at it. Unless you guys want to do that now.
Okay, so roll for sanity if you want to look at the books.
Yeah.
Oh.
And after you guys, Adam West says, after breakfast, what do you guys want to do?
I mean, I definitely want to avoid the lake after what happened last night.
Yes.
I think me too.
Well, what else is there to do? The forest is closed off.
Well, we need to find the spider.
Do we?
Yeah.
We need to stop the spider.
How are we going to sneak past
Bartholomew?
Easy.
He says he's going to keep a close eye against us, so we're definitely...
Ooh.
I mean, our hands are a bit tied, you know?
Belle?
Is there chloroform in the nurse's office?
We could use Aiden as a distraction.
Aiden.
Guys, we also know that it's the library. We're allowed to go to the library.
Oh,
but if we need a distraction, I'm just saying.
True.
True.
Barry is also in the cafeteria. He's just eating breakfast as well at one of the tables by himself. Right. Going, looking over paperwork.
So let's go to the library.
You guys want to go to the library?
Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't want to go to the lake. I don't want to go to the lake. Let's just go to the library and deal with this spider nonsense.
Can I roll to sneak bacon into my plate?
Roll be sneaky.
Well, hold on. Well, never
mind.
I think we'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'm getting my bacon,
boy. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Belle?
Nope.
The breakfast was eggs, bacon, a sausage link, and orange juice.
I was going to steal bacon from everybody's plate.
Oh.
No, everybody sees you. What do you guys say?
Everybody
I
want to
slap his hand because that's his approach.
No.
Stop.
I grab a piece of bacon and just like.
You can have. You can have.
Bacon grease just slap.
And you'd eat it after that?
No, I just threw it out.
Damn, and he wants that extra one.
I get so mad at you. I'm like, okay, that's.
I don't do that because that's overly mean.
Okay.
I'm like.
The thought was there.
So, do you guys want to go directly to the library, or what else do you want to do?
Library.
We should go to the library. Library.
Okay, so you guys head to the library, and you guys walk up to the door, the wooden shack door, and open it, and you guys are inside now. What do you want to do?
You have to watch the movie, right?
This place is really creepy.
Yeah.
And then Adam West says, why is it so dusty in here?
Exactly. I put my hand on the wall on the bookshelves.
Oof. I blow like...
Oh my god!
The curse of Ron.
What do you guys do?
Well, we guess we gotta start looking, right? Somewhere. Where do we look first,
should we
guys?
Go back to the secret door that we found?
And Adam West says, secret door?
Secret door?
Wait, wasn't there a monster that was coming?
Hold your curiosity for just a second there. Yes, there was a...
And you just hear... No, it's just...
From who? That's what? The monster's already here?
Adam West zips up his jacket. After what Evan said.
I look back and I'm like, what? Oh,
okay. So, Adam West says, how do we get into the secret door?
Ooh, that I don't remember. Do you remember?
There was a book that we pulled that opened up to the thing.
I look up. I look at the door and I'm singing, secret door.
We can just start pulling all the books out.
There's a riddle that we had to solve to find the book, right?
We already know the riddle.
Yeah. Nobody will find us in the garden.
Okay. Wait, didn't that supposed to come out to like one word?
I think it was
Eden.
Eden, yeah.
Okay, just start pulling books.
What?
Door opens.
Roll notice stuff.
All of us?
Yeah, just find the book.
Go ahead.
Oh, I noticed.
Hey, I thought it was a 62.
What is now? 42. I didn't notice.
82.
42. Noticed?
Yeah, I noticed it too. All
right, we noticed.
Okay, you guys noticed.
I'm still shocked by the memories.
You guys notice a book on the shelf that says Eden.
We all looked at the same time. Oh, look.
Then we all reach for it at the same time. All of our hands into
locking. You guys pull the book. And you hear a click. And a little door opens up in the bookcase. He goes... And it opens up just a bit. And you guys are able to push it open and get inside.
We all look into the hallway and I go, hello?
And then Adam West goes behind you.
On the street and he falls down.
Oh my god.
You go behind him and bantam him? What? Huh? What? Nothing. Go ahead next.
You guys go into the little secret room and the door, the closet door is still shut because you guys shut it before you guys left.
Yep.
And there's an empty bookshelf. And there was the little altar-looking like podium thing where you guys found the book.
Well, we also found
an empty bookshelf, and the podium, and the book, and then the closet is closed. It's in the closet closed.
Do we have to touch that book again?
Huh?
That book?
You have it.
Oh, that's if you guys. That's what that was. That
since book you guys have not you guys have not noticed. But the book has never left Myra. And now, Connor notices he's had the book as well. Either you or Myra has had it. It hasn't left you guys' sight.
I lift up my right hand on my right hand like, guys, there's a book that was in my hand.
What do you mean?
And Myra has the book.
I lift up the book. I was not holding this book when we walked in.
Wait. What's going on here?
Roll spooky stuff with advantage, all of you.
Hey.
Hi.
Ooh, I got 11.
With advantage. You gotta roll again with advantage.
Oh, you have to do it again?
12.
21.
Oh, well, I got
60.
Remember, you can use luck.
No.
Absolutely.
Wait, my first, did you pass?
I did.
My first
okay.
One. Yeah.
And you passed?
The first one, yeah.
That's perfect. It was with advantage.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Okay, so you got it. So, wait, I should probably roll for Adam West, too. Does he notice?
No, you don't get it.
No. My spooky stuff is
even with advantage, not
my spooky stuff is one.
It's terrible.
Never gonna roll.
I should have four for okay. It, but
so Evan and Connor notice that in the bookshelf there's carvings. There are three circles, and below the three circles are half is a heart, but there are two pieces to that heart and they're separated.
And then I look at the heart, and then I try. Oh, wait, who has the necklace?
Evan!
Show us your necklace! And then I point, well, look, guys!
It's identical.
Be free.
It's identical. It says be free!
No, what? It's identical as in, like, it fits.
Oh, yeah, it fits.
Should I put it in there?
Yes.
Adam West says, hey, what about the three circles? What are that? What's that?
Maybe it's, wait a minute.
Wait.
You don't think...
Oh! I go into my...
Oh! You know what that means?
Guys, it's just all the Ocarina of Time.
Oh, no, even better. Then I look at Evan. One of Twin Powers, activate!
Turn into a bucket of water!
Turn into a bucket of water!
We have access to the Temple of Time.
Yes, we do.
Can I, now that I realize another part of it, can I run back, find Emily, snatch the necklace, and run back to them?
No.
Without asking any questions?
You're going to have to roll so lucky for it.
No. That's so anticlimactic.
Are you?
I just want to run back, be like, hey, what's up? I need that, and run right back to you.
You can have your old friends.
You do understand that girl can also roll dodge in fighting too, right?
Oh. Well, listen.
We don't need all that.
What if I lay
the rib? Go ahead! I want to see this!
Oh, he wants to lay that rib. That's how he said it.
Oh!
That wouldn't even exist back then.
Can we have Myra just sprint instead?
But charisma has always existed.
I try.
Hold on.
Charisma has always
existed. Adam West says, guys, so we have four out of the five pieces.
Here, and in the middle.
Let's say if we open up this, whatever it is, everything, how are we going to fight this thing? How are we going to fight this monster? Do we, like...
With sheer will.
Wait, do we know there's a monster behind this door? Behind...
Is there either one or more?
Remember, that's what Nurse Nancy said.
Oh, no.
This could be the entrance to the lair she was looking for 26 years.
Dang. Sound like the dairy kids, you know?
Well, Myra.
Can we have Emily unexpectedly appear at the library in the front? Just like, hello. I hear her. I run over there, snatch it, and come back.
Roll luck.
Okay, no, you know what? No. Okay, I grab Myra. I look in the eye and I'm like, oh my God. Myra, you need to tell me what's going on between you and Emily and why the heck you don't want to talk to her.
I mean, didn't I tell you? Apparently we were friends. But she's a bully to me now, so...
How do we not remember anything?
That's a great question.
Insight.
We need answers!
But I don't know! I'm as confused as you are!
I need answers.
In psychology, sometimes we forget the memories that hurt us.
You don't have PTSD? This isn't war?
I take my pebble and I go, it's war time!
You know what?
And then nothing happened, and I put it away.
What?
I look at Connor... judgmentally, and I look away.
And Adam West looks at you and is like, yeah, I understand. Good one.
Don't.
So, Adam West looks at you, Evan, and says,
so is Emily in the library? Am I snatching it?
Roll luck.
Are you going to clear a whole four flat just inside the library, outside into the... Oh,
what? What do you mean luck? Like, your my luck. Actual luck points that I have?
It's just that, too.
No. I guess I don't.
Okay, she's not there.
All right.
What do you guys want to do? Oh, just so you guys know, remember that you guys have pins that you guys can trade in for stuff, remember?
Mm-hmm. Here. We need to go over and talk to Emily about her necklace.
Because if that's the missing piece that we need to open this door or whatever, then we need it. So,
you know what? We should bring her. Maybe she'll be a great sacrifice.
Who are you?
Did I say that?
Who are you?
Adam was like, let's stay cool, guys.
Oh, well, she's a bully to me. It might have said that we were friends, but...
Adam West says, maybe there's a reason. Maybe something happened. Maybe, I mean, remember, there's two sides to every story.
Maybe,
yeah, I'm all right.
You know what? I think something has changed. No. Something is not the same.
Connor goes into detail. Do you want me to ask her for you?
Okay, guys, where are we going? Where are we going?
Go ahead, Belle's gonna say something.
You don't want to play by the rules of someone else.
All right, we're gonna have to go back. Let's go back and find Emily then.
It's too late to go back to sleep. It's time to trust your instincts. Close your eyes and leave.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go find her. Exactly.
Let's go defy gravity.
No, that will never work. That will never work. We have to go back to the cafeteria now. All right.
Is she really wearing it? Can I just go through the whole cabin and go through her stuff?
She's wearing it.
She's wearing it. We saw this happen.
Okay, can we just hold her down and snatch it then? Yes. I don't know why
we don't need to talk to her. We don't need to do all
this. You guys are going to do that in the cafeteria in front of everyone.
We're going to snatch somebody?
Yes, and run. No, people snatch stuff in broad daylight.
You should flirt with her.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Or distracted. Yeah. You guys can distract her.
Yeah.
Hey, if your Riz is your appearance stat.
Wait, hold on. What's your type? Wait, what's your type?
He's supposed to be very handsome.
But what's your type?
True.
Your Riz is your appearance style
like that. Leave the man.
What if Emily matches up?
I mean,
we just need a distraction. That's all. All
right.
Just like do that Justin Bieber hair flip.
Give her a hug. Go for a hug and then take off her necklace.
And do a Justin Bieber hair flip.
Wait, okay. I have an idea. That's
a
really cool leather jacket on there. Can I borrow it?
And then he gives it to you.
Oh, whoa.
Looks.
Hey, give a +5 to your appearance stat.
I noticed I have these fake cigarettes, so I pull one in my mouth like a cool kid.
Go ahead, hold the pencil.
Hey, yo. Oh, don't put your mouth.
Ew.
It's yours. I should write his name on that.
And,
Nobody.
Just use your glasses.
I look up.
You find it in the jacket. It's fine.
Oh yeah.
The hater blockers.
You're holding out. There you go.
In the library?
No. Back in the cafeteria.
Oh, true.
What's my appearance stat now?
I already gave you a +5, bro.
I'm 85.
No, I mean. Yeah, that's fine.
I was 80. So
that's fine.
Can I be 90?
No.
All right, fine. All right, guys.
Freaking equipping everything.
I need you guys to back me up. So at least stay near the cafeteria just so I can have. Actually, no. Someone stay here with the door in the library. Someone come with me to the cafeteria just so I can have backup, just in case someone goes around. All right, go come with me.
You need somebody with you?
In case
what?
Take the boys with you.
Take the boys with you. You gotta take one of the boys.
He needs a wingman.
Yeah, man.
No, it's definitely not gonna be you, Connor.
I was gonna actually stay.
Wow.
All right, I'll go with him then.
It can't be a girl.
You don't have to. If you don't want to interact so much, that's fine. I just need you around just in case something happens.
Okay.
Adam West, Connor, and Belle are going to stay in there. They can, like, look around or snoop or whatever. This scene will be just Evan and Myra.
If it goes awry, I'm just going to snatch it.
Okay, here we go.
Here, I can't risk her seeing me with this just in case.
Okay.
So I'm going to have you hold on to it.
Okay. It comes back again. No brushing of the mouth. It's like I kind of did, and I just drop it back.
Okay.
Okay.
No, it's fine. And I just kind of put it in my pocket real quick. Real fast.
So, You walk into the cafeteria. What is the first thing you do?
Swagger in.
You slam open the door.
I pop my collar up again, and I readjust my sunglasses.
Hands in pockets.
Justin Bieber hair flip.
Hands in pockets.
Oh! Cayete!
I have a picture in my pocket, just at least until I'm past, like, Barry.
He's still in there?
Would you say he's still there?
Yeah, Barry's still in there. He's doing paperwork.
Oh.
Okay. And I go up to Emily. You know, she's still eating, surprisingly. And I sit down in front of her. Wait, no, they don't have a chair. I sit in front of her and it's like, hey.
Yeah. What do you want? Nice cigarette candy.
Well, I mean, you know, these things are pretty good, actually. They're made out of malts.
Rule appearance.
Well, I know that you're sitting here by yourself.
Rule appearance.
Rule appearance? I already have appearance.
Yeah, roll!
Roll!
Let's see if you're able to sway her, or she's just going to be like, get away from
me. Yeah, you guys see she's attractive.
Yeah, she's being hard to get right now.
20?
She's like...
Ooh.
What do you want?
Right?
She licked the lips.
I mean, you
know. No, I had to lick my lips. There
it is. They're like, boy. What a snack.
The snack that smiles back. All right, stop. Start that over because I'm dying.
I you were sitting here by yourself and I'm going to help with give you some company.
It's by choice.
Well, I mean, I like your hair.
Whatever.
Lovely weather we're having.
What do you want?
You?
I'm not doing all this, by the way, at the table. You. Well, I mean, if you have me.
Roll. I'm gonna be real. I love it between how you and Dan, some things would get really tense. Y'all look in my eyes. And then.
Roll, be a pal.
Ooh.
Whatever that was. Six or nine.
The dice tell stories, people.
What did you say to her?
Huh?
What did you say to her? It looks like you need to go back.
No, I said, I like her hair.
And she says, thanks. Now, what do you want?
I said I want you if you have me.
Not really.
Well.
She rolled opposed.
I feel really bad if you're here by yourself. I just want to give you company.
My friends are still sleeping.
I mean, that doesn't mean I can't be your friend.
Can I look over at Evan and be like...
Looks my collar up even higher.
And she and... Emily's going to look around. And she's going to see Myra. She's like, are you friends with Myra?
Friend is a strong word.
Why did you going to say that?
I was like...
acquaintance... I mean, but if you're not friends with her, I'm definitely not friends with her.
Then why are you talking to me?
Because something happened when I saw you the first time.
What are you rolling?
Like, why is he rolling?
I'm rolling to see if she's opposed to it or she's okay with what he's saying.
Well, when I saw you, something happened in my heart.
She blushes.
Oh.
Stop looking at me, man!
The way his ears are red right now.
Grab his hand soon!
Like, your ears are so red right now.
Yeah. It's back on the head, he checks me out. Yeah, you know, then.
If you're gonna ask me something, just ask me.
Okay, I'm just gonna go out and say it. You wanna go with me somewhere? Like a small date?
Oh, here's the word.
I look at Evan, I'm like,
no.
Okay, but consider this. You like my jacket?
Oh.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing, right? I'll give you my jacket if you go with me.
It's pretty cold out. Uh-huh.
No.
Okay, but...
I mean, if you're here to talk to me about something about Myra, just go out and ask me.
All right. Well, here's the thing, right? Your necklace that you're wearing right now.
And she looks down at it.
Do you remember who held the other piece?
Yes.
Who was it?
It was Myra. Why are you asking me?
Because something happened between you two, and I want to know what it is. Because
something that you don't need to know about.
Well, it's obviously troubling both you and her. And I feel like there's some unresolved feelings that need to be resolved.
Roll be a pal.
You're doing a good job here, buddy. You're doing the greatest.
Apparently not.
I don't feel like you're being very genuine right now. I feel like you're trying to get something from me. What do you want?
I've never been
more. And I also noticed that Myra is over there trying to, like, signal you. What do you want?
Oh.
He turns around, looks at Myra holding a big newspaper in front of her.
Reading the book. Do you hear the...
I'm literally like, abort, abort, abort.
Emily says... Same old Myra, never confronting her problems, even though she know exactly what's wrong.
Okay, can I act like I did hear that? Go up to her, slap her real quick, and grab the necklace and run?
She's gonna dodge, but yeah, you can
try. All right, I'm gonna do it.
But yeah, I'm gonna parry her slap.
Oh!
You're gonna what?
I'm gonna parry it.
What does that mean?
It's like in the video.
Multi-role fighting.
Oh my god, guys, we're gonna get in trouble.
I just kinda like.
We're gonna get in trouble.
Well, I know she's going to get in trouble if she slaps her. That's what I'm trying to stop her.
We is a big word over here. We're not even there.
I know, but okay, still.
We're all fighting.
Well, they are.
Why are you doing this? You're making more problems for me. I'm trying to risk it.
Oh.
All right. Maybe not slap her. I want to grab her from her.
Nope. You already said slap. Fine. And you, what, did you fail?
I did.
Do you want to use any luck or no?
That's so much luck.
Okay. All right. So.
I hear...
Wait, I tripped.
Nope.
I tripped.
You already used your thing, man.
Because I didn't dodge. I'm not dodging. I'm tripping, and my trip incidentally blocks the hit.
Roll luck.
Roll luck? More like roll trip.
Okay. Can I still take the necklace regardless if I don't slap her?
Nope. Because you never said that before.
What do you mean? I'm slapping and taking the necklace.
Oopsie doopsie.
No, do that again. Okay. I was gonna go to slap her and take the necklace.
You only
and
said
run.
Slap. You never
no.
said
you got it. You got it. 15.
Yes.
Okay, so you're gonna slap.
No, but... stop. I said slap. Take the necklace and run.
He got in your way.
Okay. Well, yeah, but... so I get up
for the
like,
slap.
And I get up and like wait, Mara, wait, woo, and then you just.
Oh. And Bartholomew, wait, let me see.
What in the world?
That was a good hit.
Bartholomew sees this! No, wait, no.
He's going for that EGOT.
I didn't know Bartholomew was here. No, Barry was here.
No, Barry, yeah.
Oh.
Barry sees this? What's going on over here?
We were just messing around.
Yeah.
We're practicing for the play next week.
Emily says, I honestly don't know what's going on.
So.
And Emily's going to start getting up and walking out of the cafeteria.
Look what you did!
Barry's going to say... Are you guys okay, or do I have to take some action here?
We're fine, sir.
Let me grab the necklace.
No, stop talking to her.
What? No. Then can I say, hey, I like your necklace, snatch and go?
That's wild.
I'm going to make you roll. Okay.
I don't need to talk.
So you guys are going to follow her outside?
Huh? How? Why? Yeah, can I pounce on her and just...
Why can't we, like, try to, like, pretend to give her a hug?
Okay, so you know what?
I literally said that right for him to do it.
Okay, here's what's going on.
We need Ocean's
Emily
11.
Emily walks outside. You guys tell Barry nothing's going on, sorry. And you guys walk outside. He kind of walked away suspiciously watching you guys. You, what do you want to do when you see Emily?
All right, I am going to approach her. You know, I'm going to approach her. I'll roll sneaky for this because I want to go for that weird hug. I know she's going to be all, but I'm going to go for that hug and take her necklace off.
Okay. Roll for be sneaky.
I suck. I failed.
She's gonna punch you in the face.
It's about to be what?
I'm gonna cut her after that.
Okay.
I jump in between the.
Where?
Roll luck again!
Roll luck! Me!
With Adam's jacket on, too.
I'm still punching. I came to reserve, and I'm just being the punching bag.
I think he got it. 43.
My dodge is 4. Wait, I'll use. Fine, I don't care. I'll use luck. I'll use like 3 luck in order to get to 40, okay?
I don't get
it. Alright, let me see how much damage you take. Okay.
She rolled, and you got in her way. She's gonna punch you straight in the jaw. Oh, you're gonna take 1 damage, but you're gonna hit the ground. Emily's gonna look at both of you and say, and she's gonna lift her head and say, Myra, don't have somebody else do your dirty work for you. You tried to kill me once. It's not gonna be easy this time. Sometimes not everyone wants to be your friend. But that was episode 15 of Beyond Adventure Podcast. Our campers almost have all the keys to find out the truth behind the weird happenings of this camp. But the last key may be the hardest to reach, especially since the guardian who guards this key is not afraid to throw a punch. But who knows why? Beyond Adventure cast consists of Sonny Fontanez as Connor Young, Joel Ortegi as Evan McAllister, Angie Ortegi as Myra Lear / editor of the podcast, Taylor Cruz as Belle Gomez, and me, Dan Ortegi, as the keeper, and Joseph Ferris as our helper. Intro and outro song is Campfire Stories by Daniel Matos. Follow him on his Instagram at daniel.matostjd. for more of his awesome music and videos. Also, a great thanks to our sponsor, Guildhall. Follow them on their Instagram at guildhall.lounge. Trust me, guys, you're going to want to check them out because they have cons at times and so many things you can do there. Remember to follow us on our social media. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and even Facebook. We got a page. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube. Remember to hit the bell so you can get notified whenever we're posting up new content. And guys, pretty soon we're going to be moving on to the next season and maybe ending this one very soon. So please remember to stay tuned, catch up if you're not up to date with our videos, and also remember to leave us comments because we love to hear from you guys. It really helps us out, motivates us, and also maybe we could throw in one of your comments as we progress through the podcast. Thank you so much, guys. We hope that you guys join us next time on our camp adventure.